Grab the hip waders, kids. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt, Eric here. By the way, I did mention Stein is back with us today. We will have we'll have Steiner in to talk about the epic temper. Not the biggest temper tantrum of the day, mind you. Not the biggest temper tantrum of the day, but a fairly epic temper tantrum from Jason Lewis that is going to come up here in just a second, which is just spectacular. But Trump put in a second place showing today on the temper tantrum. So, yeah, it's pretty spectacular. But have you been by any water sources today at all?
No.
It is amazing how much rain fell this morning. This morning about 8:30, it just my house was roaring. Just that sound of just incredibly heavy rain coming down.
Yeah.
And I look out the window. I could not see my neighbor's house. It was raining so heavily. And I'm like, what in the world is – I mean, yeah, it's spring, but this is a little excessive to say the least. But it was, you know, it was nuts. I could not comprehend how much rain was coming out of the sky. I was coming back home a little bit later on in the day – and I went over to Nine Mile Creek, which is, you know, the main – that starts in Hopkins and it runs down through Edina and into Bloomington. And we're about a half a mile – and I'm being generous, I think. I think it's closer to a quarter mile from the beginning of Nine Mile Creek. So it's fairly close to the beginning of it.
Yeah.
That was at least about 7 feet high there.
Wow.
It's just insane. And, I mean, if you looked over on Nine Mile Creek at 169, because right before Bren Londonderry goes underneath 169 there, it's all over the banks there. So I can only imagine Minnehaha Creek, you know, Nine Mile Creek, Purgatory Creek, anything, all those are probably having a lot of trouble today. So,
yeah, we really got slammed last night.
I'm going to say I got 2 inches just today. I mean, just the way it was coming down. I mean, you know, thank God it didn't get too cold because that would have been a foot and a half of snow, 2 feet of snow. Needless to say, watch out for puddles and stuff like that out there. Hopefully you don't have too much flooding. But, yeah, I'm kind of getting done with this rain. I'd go for a little bit of a dry period at this point. I got my flower pots are all filled with water.
Yeah, are you supposed to have flowers by now?
No, some of them are starting to pop up. I got radishes are already coming in. But I'm going to have to take a drill to some of my pots and get a hole in there so I can drain. I'm not happy. I'm not happy about that. But you know what does make me happy? Epic baby temper tantrums from former Republican congressmen.
Yeah.
That this is manna from heaven to begin our show. Manna from heaven. This letter is from the Sun Sailor. Yes, that Sun Sailor. The one that gets about 300 or 400 distribution in any given community. That paper. It's a small paper. As a matter of fact, in our community, you have to get it delivered by mail now. They don't even have mail carriers dropping off the Sun Sailor. It's delivered by mail. Jason Lewis wrote a letter to the editor. I have been told that this is from this week's paper. Strap in, kids, because this is an epic man-baby temper tantrum meltdown as you'll ever see. And reminder, this is to the Sun Sailor.
Jason Lewis is no novice to temper tantrums.
Well, but this isn't to the Star Tribune or even like the New York Times or anything like this. You're going after the Sun Sailor. What, Roseville High School school newspaper wasn't big, you know, and it was too big for you? Wow. Hey, look at this. I got this handout over at the airport, and on the back is an editorial from Jason Lewis. Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. That's the title of this editorial. To the editor. I'm sorry, I'm paraphrasing. I'll actually say what it does say. To the editor, looking back at your editorial endorsement, Angie Craig. Angie Craig is a true centrist candidate in the 2nd District. Last October, deserved a Pulitzer Prize for fiction. Fiction! Only in the minds of the Adams Publishing ECM editorial board would Craig be considered a centrist. By the way, just a quick note here. I'm actually related to the Adams newspaper group. I actually, that's second cousins once removed. And these are no liberals. These are guys that their papers generally run more on the conservative side. Okay. I mean, the Mesabi Daily News, I believe, is one of theirs. And that's like one of the most far right wing newspapers you'll ever see. So this is not exactly a liberal bastion. But once again, I want to reiterate, this is Jason Lewis writing an editorial to a Sun Sailor newspaper about an endorsement from October of last year. So basically, you know, they gave her credit. He's upset. They called her centrist. And now we have the proof, her backing of a federal bailout for big insurance, massive new energy taxes, and her steadfast opposition to the border wall have been no bipartisan support. No, they have tremendous – I mean, they're – okay, health care for all, that's actually a wildly popular thing. New energy, that's very popular. Once again, at well over 50%. And most people do not want the border wall, and most of the people in Texas don't want the border wall at this point. So, you know, no, it is bipartisan. You're just a sore loser. Craig has not ruled out voting for the $32 trillion Medicare for All bill. And good for her. Actually, that's good. Very. I think that's the way to go to make sure people can go, I don't know, get like I got early this week, a colonoscopy, you know, to be able to go get preventive maintenance. You know, I think that that's pretty good stuff. So. And she fully supports its more radical provisions, providing benefits for undocumented immigrants and removing restrictions on taxpayer funded abortions, even late term ones. There's much more Craig is steering clear of with the help of compliant press. Her party's presidential candidates have endorsed a 90% tax rate, abolishing the Electoral College and voting rights for incarcerated felons. But remarkably, Craig's position and her most outspoken and controversial Democratic colleagues remains a mystery. All right, so you just randomly go and pick a few things. And by the way, somewhat distorting them, too. And lying about them, but you randomly pick out a few things that have been proposed by the 5,000 Democrats that are running for president next year, and then you try to claim they're Angie Craig's. Swing and a miss, Jason. Just swing and a miss, dude. Is this the unfinished business you wrote about? Even after 25,500,000 subpoenas and 1.5 million documents, Craig still insists on dragging out as many shop-worn Trump investigations as possible at the expense of getting anything done for the second district, including passing a budget. So Jason is saying that he would not, and there's, even though Donald Trump today, the flop sweat coming off of Trump today, it was like it was raining early in Minnesota. That's how much flops was coming off the guy. He basically says there's no need to investigate. Yet, while I was actually reaching across the aisle, please! Dude, man, you went to the Kurt Dowd School of Revisionism. I mean, there's outrageous lie, and then there is, oh my God, dude, you hated the Democrats. And look at your bitter anger now. Look at you, Jason Lewis. Jason, look at yourself. You're trying to imply you're bipartisan? Oh, please. You're one of the most partisan hacks that has ever served in Congress in this state, especially, I mean, considering guys like Kennedy and Rod Grams. My God, that's a high bar indeed, dude. You are one of the most partisan hacks that has ever been. But now that he's tried to badmouth Angie Craig and he's tried to apply the most extreme Democratic candidate proposals to Angie herself, now it's time for the, hey, I was Johnny Bipartisan. Wow. Yet while I was actually reaching across the aisle in the 115th Congress, culminating in the passage of Juvenile Justice Reauthorization Bill, your editor... that's what you're hanging your hat on? that.
Is that like the one thing he did?
Yeah, the juvenile justice. Hey, don't get me wrong. Juvenile justice reauthorization. All you did is do it. Yeah, okay, change the dates then on it, you moron. This is your big accomplishment of bipartisanship? Did you deal with health care? No. Transportation? No. Health and Human Services? No. The environment? No. What'd you do? Well, there is this bill about juvenile justice, and it was going to die, so we basically changed the dates in it and re-stamped it, all voted yes. And see, bipartisan, man. Wow. That is the feather in your cap. Wow. Let me go back here. And yet, while I was actually reaching across the aisle in the 115th Congress, culminating in the passage of the landmark juvenile...
Did he use the word landmark?
Landmark.
It's a reauthorization.
It's the landmark. I wrote a tweet today where I called it the majestic Canadian goose. That's a majestic Canadian goose right there, man. Landmark juvenile justice reauthorization bill. Landmark. Oh. Eric, when we sit with our grandkids around the fireplace, what will you tell them about the landmark reauthorization of the juvenile justice bill? Oh, I remember it as tears poured down my cheeks. No, not VJ Day or VE Day. No, it was the reauthorization of the juvenile justice bill. Thank God Jason Lewis has saved us. He has saved us. You pathetic loser. Anyway, your editors were busy printing a letter they could find on a fake town hall protest from a boisterous and childish and obviously over-orchestrated resistance movement. What are you talking about? Is it any wonder the New York Times wrote that Craig's media strategy hinges almost exclusively on the tiny newspapers in the district's suburban and rural areas? Dude, your strategy was to film your campaign ads out of your district, you idiot! You did not film your campaign ads for the second district in the district! But no, tell me more about how Angie Craig is out of touch. No, seriously, elaborate, Jason. In my 2 years, 2 years. Oh, what a chock full 2 years there were. And by the way, he noticed he forgot to mention the Trump tax bill that he did, that he is responsible for, which basically raised most middle and lower class taxes while giving a massive tax break to the wealthy, which has basically stagnated the economy. Okay. Hey, the stock market's doing great because all the companies got their money back and they're buying back their stock, which is a really bad sign. In my 2 years, he didn't say landmark either, right there. He could have, my landmark 2 years serving in the second district, just 18 of the 133 bills or amendments I sponsored or co-sponsored, which made it to the floor, lacked support from both parties, translating to 86% of bipartisan support. Dude, because you got Colin Peterson to jump on board, don't be bragging like exactly you had Nancy Pelosi praising you, okay, dude? You know, hey, if that's your standard, then we should be impeaching Trump because the last I checked, we got a Republican who says he should be impeached. So Jason Lewis, it's the Jason Lewis standard, for God's sakes. It's the Jason Lewis standard. We're just going to, he just says this one person from the other side of the aisle joins on board. There it is. Because Jason says so. That's why every day it's getting easier and easier to recognize the real centrist, even if you didn't. Dude, you are a delusional drunk man. A centrist? A centrist. You. Have you listened to your radio shows? We have. They're a hoot. You're racist and misogynist and really horrible and not exactly bipartisan, but a hoot anyway. Jason Lewis, Minnesota. This is the best part. The way he signs this, because he's so desperate for any validation. Listen to how he signed this letter to the Sun Sailor. Jason Lewis, Minnesota's 2nd District Representative in the 115th Congress. So he's still kind of pretending that he's still an active, almost like he's an active congressman. Dude, you're a pathetic loser. Jason, you seriously are a pathetic loser. You are such a loser. because only a loser is sitting at this point and so angry and frustrated you lost fair and square that you have to sit there and get down your enemies list, which includes the Sun Sailor from the Minnesota, from one of the communities in the Minnesota 2nd District, one of them, and write a letter to the editor talking about how you were wrong and I was the center. Dude, you are a spoiled, petulant man baby. You're a pathetic loser. And the people in the 2nd District finally woke up to how atrocious of a human being you really were. And you got your ass kicked by Angie Craig. So long, scoreboard. You're done. And you will not win. And I guarantee you this, you must know this, or at least you're an, if you don't know this already, you are a bigger idiot than I know. Because this little letter that you did, oh my God, I would just post this. I'd send this out as a mailer if I was Angie Craig saying, here's your petulant man, baby, former congressman.
6 months after the election, too.
6 months.
Like this was prompted by something.
You are just, are you sitting in your house by yourself, sweating, furious, veins popping out of your forehead, staring, grumbling, kind of like, you know, Gandalf when he was trying to figure out what was going on with the ring? Angie Craig, second to go, Sun Sailor, Frodo, Mount Doom. What the hell is wrong with you, dude? Go away. And that's actual professional advice, dude. Go away. You're not going to win again. You're a sore loser. You're a petulant man child. And to summarize your editorial to the Sun Sailor appropriately, wah, 952-946-6205. You suck, dude. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
At Total Dog Company, you have the opportunity to shop local. We stock dog foods made in Minnesota and Wisconsin, such as American Natural Premium. Like all the foods we sell at Total Dog Company, American Natural Premium contains no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives, and no ingredients from China. It is premium nutrition without a premium price. Find Total Dog Company in New Hope right off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's Spring Fever Sale, where you can save $1,700 or more on a new furnace and AC combo throughout May. We all love being outside in spring, but we have to come in sooner or later, hopefully later. And Standard will make sure you're ready. So find out more about Standard's Spring Fever Sale and how you can save $1,700 or more today at StandardHeatingDeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota and the vehicle which made me fall in love with Toyotas was the RAV4. Now, Toyota is just teasing me as they have an all-new, fully redesigned RAV4. It's gorgeous. A distinct exterior that pops and a refined interior which has everything you want and room to move. And the big news is the RAV4 now comes in a hybrid version. Remember, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance. Test drive the new RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Flood the room with sunlight, but not noise from neighbors, damaging UV rays, or cold drafts. Welcome the spring into your home, but keep the calm and tranquility inside by blocking noise at the windows. Indo window inserts press into your existing windows for an airtight seal and protect your art and furniture from sun damage so they stay vibrant. Keep the noise out, but let the sunshine in. Visit greenhomedr.com today. That's greenhomedr.com.
Branding Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
Hands down, that's the biggest man-baby meltdown of the day. And we had Donald Trump say, in front of cameras with that hair, I don't do cover-ups. My God! Jason.
And by the way, someone put it up on the – if you can watch the show, if you like, it's radio for your eyes. Go to Facebook on AM 950 Radio. You can watch the show. Someone made a comment. They printed it in all the Sun Sailor papers. I have no doubt. Oh, my God. Jason Lewis wrote us this? Oh, I'm surprised they didn't put it on the front page, man. Grown man who says he's an adult has meltdown because he's realized he's lost. Oh, Jason. Dude, man.
It was just because of those orchestrated movements.
It was, man. Why did they make me go and film my campaign ads out of district? Why did they make me hide all my radio shows and make me not have to talk about any of them ever? Because they're so damaging to my campaign. How dare they? Oh, excuse me. That's it. It shouldn't be mouth breather. It's baby Jason Lewis. Baby man Jason Lewis. There you go. That one's not going to go away. That's going to be baby man Jason Lewis. Please run. Run again, baby man. Run again, baby man. they're working on the final bills. I have actually talked to a few people that are covering what's going on in St. Paul right now as they're trying to put these final bills together. It's a bit of a question. I will say this. It does look like the common sense gun regulations have been knocked down. They are not going to be in the final bill. But I will say the education bill, for the most part, looks pretty good. A lot of Democratic initiatives. Although, once again, they've got that $30 million for school safety. Dude, okay, you could – my kids go to school in the Hopkins School District. You could – there are 6 elementary schools, 2 junior highs, and 1 high school, plus some satellite schools in that district. You could take $30 million there and spend it on security, and you're not going to be able to keep those schools safe. You know, the most common sense thing was to maybe try to limit the guns. That would probably make a lot of sense. But God forbid we do that. Nope. We're just going to give some lip. We're going to take care of one door on one building, and they're going to parade every Republican in front of that one door at that one building and do a photo op saying, "We're keeping schools safe." Bull. Anyway, we'll get more on this tomorrow, obviously. I'm going to see if I can get Peter Callahan. I don't think he's got a chance. I got a chance at getting him. He's over at MinnPost covering the state capitol. I don't think I got a chance at getting him because he's just so knee-deep in it. But I'll see if he has some time tomorrow to possibly talk about where these bills are ending up, because we're supposed to have final bills by Thursday and possibly Friday. There still seems to be some questions there. I will also say, is there anything funnier than Kurt Dowd screaming about transparency? You would walk into a room with 3 other people, and my guess would be some lobbyists, and write bills, and you come out 20 seconds before they were supposed to be voted on and say, "Vote now on 1,000-page omnibus prime." You have no right to talk about, you know, and by the way, I mean, you're Kurt Dowd. You're the minority leader in the House. Minority leader. Why don't you call Gazelka? I mean, he'll tell you what's going on in the Senate of negotiations. I can't believe that you're not part of these negotiations, too, as the House Minority Leader. I mean, there are ways for you to find out about it, so stop talking about like you're being locked out. Dude, you're not, and this has been far more transparent of a session than in past years. A few other things going on here. And in case you missed it, 2 people were seen at Bede Makaska at the pavilion there that caught fire. Minneapolis police want to identify and question 2 people seen at the Bede Makaska Lake Calhoun Pavilion just before it was destroyed by fire last week. Police released images from city-owned surveillance cameras that showed a man and a woman sitting and standing by the pavilion minutes before the fire. The blaze is still under investigation, and those storms rolled through the city that night. Officials have ruled out lightning as a cause. As a matter of fact, in one of the images you see, the guy's got something that's sparkling. So...
yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now.
Yeah, it looks like these people might have been involved in it. So if you know who those people are, if you've not seen the story, I'll post the story a little bit later on. There's no room for arsonists in this city. And one side of me wants to say, was this a case like what happened with the Mill City Museum building is? There was a major fire there in one of the mills. Was this a case where it was homeless people that were trying to start a fire to stay warm? Is it something like that? It doesn't look like it. This looks like it was more, at least from the images I've seen, it looks like it was more, there might be some intent here. And I don't know. I mean, it definitely looks like this might have been started by someone. So if you know anything about that, please make sure you say something. And I also did want to make sure I mention, I think the MIAC is making a huge mistake. University of St. Thomas has announced that it will be involuntarily removed from the MIAC. If you don't know what the MIAC is, MIAC is a sports conference. It involves a lot of the smaller schools in the metro area and around the state in it. The problem with St. Thomas is that St. Thomas is in St. Paul, obviously, and because of their enrollment, they're a larger school. They've got more kids there. It's a bigger school, and they've kind of dominated in a lot of sports and stuff like this. Well, the rest of the MIAC is upset about this. They don't think it's fair, and so some of the schools were arguing that it's time for St. Thomas to go. St. John's was, you know, making an argument they should stay, and that's one of their biggest rivals. But apparently they will be involuntarily removed from MIAC, University of St. Thomas. Where they'll go, I don't know. But, you know, they'll be at some Division III conference, and someone will pick them up. I guarantee you that. Let's take a break. When we do return, Jeff Stein joins us. We got a lot of things to get to with him when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style every Sunday at 5 p.m. You know, I'm often asked what kind of furniture Habitation offers. Now, I can go two ways with this. I can say something like, Habitation specializes in warm, modern, raw, industrial, and organic contemporary home furnishings. But what does that mean? It means that we have some really cool stuff, and that is the answer that usually goes over better. But cool doesn't mean crazy. And I'm proud to say that everything we offer at Habitation is functional and comfortable. The type of furniture that will allow you to express yourself but still works every day. So there it is. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park. It's the Twin Cities' best furniture and design showroom.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Now is the perfect time to upgrade your appliances. You won't find a better deal than your locally owned independent appliance store, Wellner Stellion. Visit one of the 9 Twin Cities stores to learn about exclusive in-store savings right now through June 3rd at Wellner Stellion. Fantastic locations. Make sure you stop on by. Once again, that goes on till June 3rd. Jeff Stein is with us. He is our national and presidential expert and noted author. You can find his books at Next Chapter Books in St. Paul. Next Chapter Books in St. Paul. Of course, totallyiowa.com, iowawatch.org is the public service show, and he's joining us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, back after a week off. Hey, Jeff.
Has it only been a week? It seems like with everything going on, it's been years.
Oh, this presidency is aging everyone. I mean, it's this is covering a state capitol during legislative negotiations. How it burns out every political reporter you know. Now imagine that for 3 years at this point.
Oh, heavens, heavens to Murgatroyd. And of course, you know, where I am, just south of you, we get it times 50 because of the 312 presidential candidates who are crisscrossing the state. And so, you know, I understand those who are just ready to look for the year 2021 to be in full force, because it's going to get ugly for the next 2 years. There's just no way to get around it.
You and I will get to Trump's temper tantrum today and Nancy Pelosi in a second, but I want to bring up a lesser issue, but a jaw-dropping issue, and that is Trump's determination to pardon war criminals. Now, a little background information. Trump pardoned a guy that was convicted in a military court, a former soldier, who, for lack of a better way to say it, he was told to take a person they interrogated back to his village. Instead of doing that, he drove him to a railroad culvert, stripped him, tortured him, and then killed him illegally. He was tried and convicted of this, and he went to jail. Trump pardoned that guy. And now you hear there's a Fox News host, Pete Hegseth, who has basically been pushing Trump to pardon a bunch of other military war criminals, people that have done truly horrible things, who have gone to trial. I mean, one guy that Hegseth wants him to pardon, and Hegseth has got Trump's ear at this point. One guy, his own SEAL team turned him in. He killed a teenage girl. You have the Blackwater team, members of that Blackwater team, who basically just started opening fire on a crowd of people on a busy street in Iraq. You know, you have real people that have been truly horrible, that have gone to jail as they should be for war crimes. And yet they're starting to pardon them. This is of as a guy who's a veteran, I am dumbfounded by this, because this is truly atrocious. And by itself, at any other time in the history of this country, if a president out of the blue started pardoning these people, people would be talking about getting him out of office. And the fact is, with the mountain of crazy that is Trump, this kind of gets pushed over. But really, this shouldn't. This is insane that he wants to pardon these people.
Well, I did not serve. You did. You have a much better viewpoint on this, with my gratitude, than I do. But when you look at the situation, and I understand that things are very difficult in times of war, I am not in any way diminishing that. But when you have a tribunal make a determination, and there does not appear to be any suggestion that it was an improper prosecution. Okay, now I wonder what kind of signal that sends. And here is why simply attending a military academy as a teenager is not a substitute for actually being in the military. One of the justifications for example, not negotiating with terrorists, not negotiating with kidnappers, is that you are potentially putting innocence at risk, because there's the thought by ne'er-do-wells that there's an easy mark. If you are saying to the world, we will pardon or excuse even the most atrocious act, how is it that we ever expect others to treat our captured soldiers fairly and humanely? Now, you could be cynical and say, well, it's war and we don't trust the other side as it is, et cetera, and I get that, and I'm not diminishing it. But my fear is that the retaliatory tactics that could be taken by others, if we have no moral compass, if we do not suggest that even in the throes of war there are certain barbaric acts that cannot be tolerated, then it is wide open season. And I really don't think that is what Americans would support.
And you, that is a perfect – I couldn't have said it any better. That is a perfect analysis of why you do not pardon these guys. You let the military deal with them. And there is this – and once again, and that has to be put forward. This is not – Pete Hegseth is kind of putting forward these were wronged people. No, the military does full investigations into this. The one guy, once again, he was turned in by his own SEAL team because they deemed him to be crossing the line and crazy. They were fearing for their own lives in combat situations. That's where that guy got turned in. You want to pardon him? Not only then are you – dismissing. This is not, you know, Justice Rosie O'Donnell you're knocking aside. You're knocking aside that SEAL team, their leadership chain of command, that the military, the court system, the military rules themselves by basically saying, oh, it's okay. Just they were Muslim. Henceforth, any murder of these people, even if it was that, a murder is justified. And that is that's mind boggling. Would you agree that in any other time, if you think about W. Bush, Obama, Clinton, going back through the last few presidents, if a president all of a sudden started pardoning these guys, that there'd be some serious questions on whether or not he's the mental capacity is there?
I don't know about the mental capacity, but it certainly would. I'm not challenging your point. I'm going a different direction. There certainly would be a discussion about the propriety of it, but it brings up the broader point, and maybe this is the point that you're getting at. We wouldn't even have it unless there were some extenuating circumstances besides some glory-grabbing weekend cable news host who himself served, and bless him for that. That's not the point. The point is that the only reason this comes to Trump's attention is because of somebody in the media who has a vested interest, who wants to be the one who's standing there for the first interview. I mean, there needs to be a little broader examination of such things. And, you know, I'm open to the discussion. I'm open to hearing about it. But again, to your point, unless you're showing me something systemic that is wrong with the process. I mean, there's an appeals process, right? I mean, even in military jurisprudence, there are ways that one can appeal determinations. And so short of that and simply just leapfrogging to, well, the president wants to show that he supports the military, so therefore he's going to pardon people who've done wrong, it doesn't square. But to what I think is your point, in the world that is Trump land, when he goes – I'll get to the Rose Garden in a moment. But this pales in comparison with other things. Maybe that's the point, is that everything in the world is so upside down that when you hear about this, you just go, oh, well, yeah, okay. And I mean, when the president goes out to the Rose Garden today with a placard on a podium that says no obstruction, no collusion, are you kidding me?
I love the editing of that podium placard that is like, I'm an idiot. In front of people have done that. It just there are some great placards there. No, but going back to the and we'll get to the Rose Garden because that was crazy. The problem is that this should be getting talked about. This should you exactly. should not be talking about this. And then you just brought up another point. I mean, there's a story that came on out that Justice Jeanine Pirro, that she was going to get fired by Fox News, and Trump himself interceded to keep her on the air because of her comments about Ilhan Omar, the representative, and that she was going to get fired. You have enough evidence here that Trump is taking direct marching orders from one – I mean, can you imagine – the craziness, even from Democrats, if it was discovered that Keith Olbermann or Rachel Maddow was feeding Obama direct policy and talking points through MSNBC, they would go nuts. And that is something as well that we just don't focus on the fact that there's a cable news outlet, a cable news channel, which seems to have an insanely sickly amount of power over the president of the United States. And that is something that, you know, it should be investigated, because you shouldn't have the – not only should we not tolerate foreign countries interfering in our elections, we shouldn't tolerate, you know, the History Channel dictating, you know, the host on History Channel or the Weather Channel or something like that dictating what our national policies are.
Well, but here's why – you don't need an investigation. He watches TV and takes his talking points from them, and I don't think it's any kind of a cabal other than the fact that he is impressionable in not a very positive way with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was very vocal about Jeanine Pirro tweeting about how – I mean, I don't know that he pulled any strings at Fox. He just tweeted about it incessantly.
Apparently, he did make a call. There has been some stories that there was a call made to Fox News's top chiefs there. And then, of course, then you have him upset that Fox News is putting Democrats on the air. That too.
That goes to the point, though. He can make a call to Fox. They don't have to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But they obviously, she was getting numbers. She gets interviews with him. So they went along and said, okay, it's buried on the weekend. Maybe we can justify this. The stuff that again, and I'm glad you mentioned this because I did do a piece on this week, about the only thing that certain Democrats and the president have in common is the fact that none of them think Democrats should be on Fox News right now. I mean, you've got people, you know, like Senator Klobuchar and Mayor Buttigieg and Senator Sanders and Mr. Schultz and soon Senator Gillibrand. They're all doing these Fox Town meetings. And you've got the president weighing in. Senator Warren says she's not going to do it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we'll just see how it all plays out. You've got a poll that Politico reported on. I think it was Morning Consult, who said 60% of Democrats say they are just fine with their candidate showing up on Fox. Only 17% say it's a bad idea. It is. There's an interesting Politico article about the split among Democrats. Should you do the Fox thing? Should you not do the Fox thing? But when you've got the president there saying, I prefer Mike Wallace to his son, Chris, and Alfred E. Newman will never be president. And it's like, you know, it's just a bucket of crazy at that point. But yes, where he's criticizing Democrats, it's the whole point of credibility is to hear both sides. Now, I can tell you that I air those town meetings, not live because of other programming. But we heard from Senator Klobuchar on our air last week on a delayed basis, Mayor Pete earlier this week. And I am sure there are many in the audience who say, why are you playing that? And I make it very clear. We think you should hear all sides, because if not, what's the point of having the conversation? This is a way to hear other views and potentially feel even better about your own, if nothing else, right? I mean, I don't see what the problem is, but for the president to weigh in on the programming of a cable news channel, I mean, again, you recall, well, you're probably too young, but when Richard Nixon sent plays to Washington Redskins coach George Allen, demanding that the plays that he drew up be put in the game, to where the coach then did run one of the plays, and it was hideous. They got, you know, slaughtered on it. But, you know, we were thinking at the time, well, don't you have more to do than send plays to the Washington Redskins? Well, that seems rather quaint a half century ago compared with now, does it not?
Absolutely. And I will say, I think a lot of the people, the Democratic side, the problem isn't with them going on Fox. It's the fact that Fox won't. I was on my Sunday appearance on Fox News. They were just bad-mouthing and bashing on Amy Klobuchar. They bad-mouth you beforehand. They bad-mouth you afterwards. For 1 hour, they give you a respite. I don't know if that does any value for you on that network. But that let's put that aside. Let's go to this meltdown today. Nancy Pelosi, before she's going to the White House, there's supposed to be an infrastructure meeting with the president, with the Democratic leaders. She makes the comment that there's a cover-up. And there clearly is a cover-up going on. I mean, no one's denying that. The fact that, you know, Trump is frantically trying to prevent people from testifying, frantically trying to prevent documents from getting released. I mean, there is clearly a cover-up that's going on. She makes the comment. Trump then throws a temper tantrum in the White House, basically saying, I'm not going to have this meeting on the infrastructure. We're not going to have any other meetings. There is a glorious moment with Kellyanne Conway where she basically goes up to Nancy Pelosi and says, well, do you have any responses to the president? And she says, Nancy Pelosi says back to Kellyanne Conway, well, I'll talk to the president. I won't talk to his staff. And Kellyanne Conway blows up saying, so much for supporting women. Like, whoa, God, that was interesting. And then Trump comes on out and has a temper tantrum at a podium, which even his own aides are like, why are you doing this at this point? This is, you know, you can see the flop sweat coming off him. This is very telltale heart. He can hear the beating heart in the floorboards.
Look at you getting all literary on this. Well, here's the thing. I understand why, if she had just made the comment about a cover-up, which, again, did, okay, I can understand why he would say, why do I want to have a meeting? If this is the tone, I mean, I'm talking about just any individual, okay? I'm not trying to telegraph Trump. But why would you go into a meeting with someone who just criticized you in that way? But the point of it is, I feel set up coming on. I mean, I would understand it if the president said, why should I sit down with you people after what you just said about me for political gain? This is over. Okay, I'll give you that for the moment. But the podium was set up in the Rose Garden. with the placard about infrastructure and then the little no collusion, no obstruction part. That wasn't just scrawled with a Sharpie on a piece of cardboard lying around the press office. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they obviously had a press availability all set up. That's the part that – I mean, it's one thing if it's organic. I'm not saying it's right even then. It's one thing if it's organic. It is another if it is a complete stunt. And quite clearly, it sure looks like a stunt or else you wouldn't have had – you had to expect the meeting was going to go bad or else you wouldn't have had the placard and everything else. I mean, that's the part I'd give you a little more ground on it if it weren't for the rest of it. And again, now, should Pelosi have made those kinds of comments on her way to a good faith meeting? Yeah, okay, but look, the atmosphere is so toxic.
Well, I mean, she's going to be asked to comment about the Mueller report. She made a comment about the Mueller report. Then she's going to go an infrastructure meeting. So, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. We'll come on back and talk more about this. Jeff Stein joining us, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take it up from this point when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
You know me as the carpet connoisseur of AM 950. At home, I have a whole zoo. 7 parakeets, 3 guinea pigs, and a chihuahua. Understand now why I'm such a big fan of Zero Res? They get rid of every splotch, every stain, every accident for my little critters. Before Zero Res, I used to move furniture to cover up my spots. Now my carpet is spectacular. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette. 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
The entire buying experience with Rudy Luther Toyota is so worthwhile. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance with every new Toyota purchased. Their super staff is wonderful, always ready to help. And there's the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Head on over to Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us talking about politics. And Jeff, your point about this podium is clearly spot on. It was Nancy Pelosi's comments about they became the excuse, but they were going to find something. I mean, whether and if no one said anything that day, they would just said the fact that these investigations are still ongoing. It's basically the, you know, it's, you know, we're going to not going to have this meeting, and they're going to have that, you know, stage press conference there. You know, he kept referring to himself in the third position, the third person. And he basically just is screaming about, he doesn't do cover-ups. He needs to understand how guilty he looks when he does stuff like this.
The only cover-up is the comb over.
Yes, there you go.
thank you for the setup. I wasn't sure if I should take it, and then I thought it's a layup.
Yeah,
you would think less of me if I didn't take it.
Steph Curry for two.
Bullseye. There's a sense of Trump has a problem with a perceived sense of infallibility, right? I mean, and that's part of the egocentrist nature. I mean, that's what you're dealing with. I mean, we all know this. It becomes I don't really know in one respect, why the Democrats even went to the White House other than to – I mean, ostensibly it was to talk about infrastructure and to talk about the USMCA, both of which are vital, both of which should draw some level of bipartisan support. The fact that the whole thing was blown up like that, it's very disturbing, because there really – it looked a couple of days ago like, well, there might be something. Well, now let's talk about the – very quickly how toxic everything is. They were working on a spending deal to remove spending caps, actually get a budget thing going along, separating that from debt ceiling. Well, McConnell thought he had that put together. President just blew it up through his actions.
Mm-hmm.
You've got – now McConnell says the Senate will not leave for the Memorial Day holiday until they pass the bill for disaster funding. So now Kamala Harris has already canceled her weekend of campaigning in Iowa. I'm supposed to talk to Cory Booker Friday when he gets to town. We'll see if that ever happens. I mean, it's the kind of thing where things need to get done, and it's going to be very difficult to do it when you have a temperamental person who is the ultimate person who signs off, literally, in terms of President of the United States. And so look at all the people harmed, potentially the disaster folks, the folks who need this relief, all of the Midwest farmers with USMCA, never mind the fact that you've got roads that and technology that needs to be updated. There's a lot of things that could be agreed upon, but you have to have people who are willing to play with one another. And that goes up and down the line. But when you've got somebody who just blows up and walks off into a having just set the trap for them, I don't know how you get anything done. And that can't last in terms of support for that person who is seen as the one walking out.
And you got to imagine, he's got some problems. I mean, you saw Munchen going up to the Capitol. They now know that the IRS actually released their internal legal analysis said we can't hold back on this tax return, which now they've actually advised the Secretary of the Treasury to basically get your own lawyer. And then the state of New York has already basically said we're going to release his tax returns, and there's nothing they can do to stop that. And right. So, you know, he's already seeing – I think if they thought that this was going to play out until November 2020, the reality is this is not going to play out. Probably, I mean, things are moving actually at a fairly good pace as far as getting documentation, you know, by the end of this year.
The trick, of course, is what will you find in the documentation? And the only gamble is, for those who are really pushing to get stuff, if you're not able to deliver goods, if there's nothing there – then, you know, I mean, you've pushed all the chips to the center of the table, and you better hope that you've got the cards to play, or else it could backfire.
But remember, we downplay what we do find. He paid off a porn star before the election to keep her quiet to prevent that affair from coming out.
Technically not, because Michael Avenatti took the money, so she never really got paid off.
Well, but the reality is that there was indeed some of that stuff that was going on there, stuff gets downplayed now because there is so much of this stuff. The reality.
That's right. By comparison.
By comparison. That usually would have ended someone, but not Trump. Jeff yes. Stein, once again, find his books at totallyiowa.com. We'll get all the links up a little bit later on. Jeff, thank you very much. We'll talk to you hopefully next week, maybe.
Hopefully so. Yes, sir.
Maybe. All righty. We got Hunter and Eric coming in next with the repertoire. Until tomorrow. See ya.